Letters of Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter 1256. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 23rd of Marcheshvan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe writes in Yiddish over here, this letter in Yiddish, I received your detailed letter dated the 9th of Cheshvan about all your travels and until you finally reached the Holy Land, Tibonu Zekoni. And you tell me the situation of your family life, and you're asking my opinion with regards to your wife, may she live. They were thinking of separation to the Rebbe, because they see. So the Rebbe says, it's my opinion is that you should not think about separation, God forbid, from your wife. And you should be strong in the trust in Hashem Yisbarach, that He, blessed, will send her a recovery. And she will come home in good health. And together, maybe she was in the hospital or something, I'm not sure. And together you would be able to raise your children, l'toyra, l'chup, l'maisim, toyim. Rebbe says it's proper, maybe she had mental issues, I'm not sure exactly what it was. It is proper that your wife was placed in hospital, which she's going to get the proper supervision. This that you write with regards to your father-in-law and mother-in-law, may they live, it's very difficult to listen to arguments when you are from a distance. My opinion is that you should sit down three of the older rabbis from the Hasidim, or you with your father-in-law should agree with regards to one of the rabbis, and they, the three rabbis or this one, should listen to your arguments, and I'm sure they'll find a way out. And you should ask the rabbis, they should write to me their opinion, what they think after they listen to the arguments of both sides. I'm happy to listen to hear about your order of the day in the study, and I want to suggest that you should have studied matters of Torah orally by heart, as the first chapters in Tanya, a Maimer of Chassidus from my father-in-law, and several chapters of Mishnayos, so that when you go to and from work are similar, and mainly when you start falling your minds bad, strange thoughts, so you should immediately have the words of Torah with what to push away those strange thoughts, as the saying is that a little light pushes away lots of darkness. With blessings for a quick healing for your wife, may she live, and together with her you shall raise all of your children, Shichu, L'Toyro, L'Chupa, U'Lemaisim Tovim. Okay, this is letter number 1257. This is in the volume 5, and Baruch Hashem dated the 23rd day of Marcheshvan, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracham. I'm responding to your letter of the 12th day of Marcheshvan, in which you notify that you accepted upon yourself and you are fulfilling the instruction as far as the classes to study and giving tzedakah. But as far as peace in the home, shalom bayis, externally it got a little better, but internally, inside, it's not the way it should be. The Rebbe says, I already wrote you my previous letter about this, that certainly there are going to be obstacles and blockages, halomos v'estodim, especially when it comes to the idea of shalom bayis. And specifically in that, it's necessary a greater effort. Because the fact that there are so many obstacles, there's so many blockages, that is evident that this is one of the most important things that you got to work through. This is your Birurim Shalom. as understood from the writings of the Arizal and explained in Chassidus, look in the Kuntos Averis Perek Vav, that besides the exceptions, besides specific individuals, the souls of our generations already have been, we are recycled souls. I mean, they already were in this world. And now they're coming in this new Gilgal, in this new recycle, this new reincarnation. And the main reason for coming here is to fix that which they have been lacking in the observance of the 613 mitzvahs in the previous incarnations. So, in all this, it's also understood that notwithstanding that they're here to fix something specifically, they're still obligated in the observance of all the 613 mitzvahs, even those that they weren't lacking in the previous Gilgulim. So what is the difference? So they have to do all the mitzvahs anyways. So what is the difference in the mitzvahs that they have to make up? The difference is that in those mitzvahs that they weren't lacking the previous times, the Yetzer Hara does not oppose it too much. It's not objectionable to this. But only to the extent that you should have freedom of choice. So there's a little opposition, but not strong opposition. Because in these matters, it's already been sorted out, it's been already fixed in the previous times. But in those matters that were lacking in the previous time, which means that their part in the world has not been sorted out in this world, and their portion of the soul which is connected to these matters, so here the opposition of the Yetzer Hara is with full force. So the Rebbe is saying, the fact that you're having challenge in Shalom Bayis, that means that that's important. That is something which in the previous reincarnation, you're here to accomplish that, and that's why the Yetzer Hara is dafka putting obstacles and not allowing you for that to work. And the Rebbe says, I don't have to prolong something which is explained. And the Rebbe says, as far as you in reality, as far as action, I am going to once again wake you up, or I'm going to alert you again, and Azaris, in the matter of putting extra effort in Shalom Bayis. Even it requires giving up on your part, concessions on your part, as long, and since those concessions are not in matters that are connected to Torah and mitzvahs, so concessions, like I have written you from a long time ago, that our sages of blessed memory tell us that a woman's tears are more common. And it says, the Gemara says that even though we don't have the ability to pray, Hashem doesn't always listen, but it says the gates of tears have not been closed. And the blessing that a person receives is in the merit of his wife. So, based on that, the Rebbe says, put in a lot of effort and make concessions. And the main thing is make sure to keep the Shalom Bayis, peace in the house. Powerful words here.